Paid family leave once seemed politically unthinkable, but that seems to be changing now. Democrats are pushing for federally mandated time off for taking care of family members, and many Republicans are also embracing this, including President Trump, who last year proposed 6 weeks of paid family leave.
So that every new parent has the chance to bond with their newborn child.
Some two dozen states are expected to consider proposals that offer paid leave for workers this year, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Under current New Hampshire law, there's no requirement that employers offer paid leave to any employee having a baby, caring for an elderly parent, or dealing with an illness or addiction. Wendy Chase campaigned last fall for a seat in the state house, promising to change that, and won.
This is my first term, and I'm not a politician. I'm just a mom on a mission.
That mission started when her daughter, Erin Pappas, was diagnosed with a rare bone cancer at age 2. For over 3 decades, Chase accompanied Pappas to an endless series of surgeries, chemotherapy sessions, and doctor and emergency room visits. But Chase, like a large majority of Americans, didn't have paid family leave through an employer. Without the ability to balance work with the demands of her daughter's care, her career suffered.
It was exhausting, to say the least. That's where I ended up not being able to have a full-time job anymore.
Instead, Chase worked part-time as a waitress or doing medical billing. Eventually, she took over her parents' marketing business so she could set her own schedule. Election day last November proved bittersweet. Chase won the day after her daughter died. Pappas had mailed in her absentee ballot.
Just knowing that she was behind me, voting for her mom, it just gave me that power to get out there.
In many ways, Chase's personal story reflects the broader trend in the debate over paid family leave. She's a Democrat who unseated a Republican incumbent. But as a small business owner, she says she's also concerned about cost, including finding temporary replacements for workers on leave. Without a government program, she says, that would be difficult.
It would be expensive. It would be.
Polls show large majority support for paid family leave across the political spectrum, driven by several factors. Elder care is of growing concern as the population ages. Women, who make up the majority of caregivers, are more politically active. And younger workers are demanding better work-life balance from their employers. Even historically conservative states like Indiana, Oklahoma, and Nebraska are expected to consider proposals this year. Similar bills are making inroads in swing states. Take New Hampshire, Wendy Chase's state. Last week, its Democratic legislature passed a measure headed for the state's Republican governor. Dan Feltes is New Hampshire's Senate Majority Leader. He says Democrats took control of both houses last year campaigning on the issue, forcing Republicans to adapt.
Everybody is getting on board, regardless of geography, regardless of political background.
Well, not exactly everybody. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he remains opposed to the bill because it would create a new tax for employers and workers and would be mandatory. He, along with fellow Republican Vermont Governor Phil Scott, proposes a 6-week leave benefit for state employees. Other workers could sign up for the benefit through their employers if they offer it. Sununu's position echoes that of business groups that don't like the added cost and regulation of another government mandate. Philadelphia attorney Lori Armstrong Halber represents businesses. She says not every company opposes this. It can be an attractive perk some employers use to recruit and hang on to qualified workers.
It is a benefit that will attract the best and the brightest. And frankly, it is something that they expect and demand. And part of this is a societal change.
A gridlocked U.S. Congress is unlikely to pass its own proposals. So Halber says states are forging ahead.
I think we're going to continue to see states address areas like this where the federal government hasn't been able to make any movement.
6 states and the District of Columbia have passed paid family leave laws to date. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.